ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். So we are in chapter 3, mantra 4. யதா சம்ராட் ஏவ அதிக்ருதான் விநியுங்தே ஏதத் கிராமான் ஏதான் கிராமான் அதிதிஷ்டஸ்வ இதி ஏவம் ஏவைஷ பிராணஹ இதரான் பிராணான் பிருதக் பிருதகேவ சந்நிதத்தே. So here the third question is answered. What is that? How does prana stay in the physical body? And the answer is, even though prana enters as one unit, once it is in the body, it divides itself into five different faculties known as prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana. Prana refers to the respiratory system, apana the excretory system, vyana the circulatory system, samana the digestive system, and udana both immunity and final quitting system, reversing system. These are all physiological functions. We have seen this earlier. Thus it divides itself into fivefold faculties and occupy strategic areas of the body. For example, the digestive function is in the stomach, it should not be in the head. So yatha samrat eva adikritan viniyungte, just as a king of a country, samrat, emperor of a country, once he is installed in the throne, he appoints various ministers to do various jobs. Even in a democratic country, the party chooses the prime minister, the leader of the house, and the prime minister appoints various ministers to head various departments. Similarly, prana, the ruler, also allots these five pranas various areas of functions. So the example is a ruler. Yata samrat. Samrat means a ruler, an emperor. Adikritan. Various officials or ministers. Viniyungte. Appoints. He appoints them. And how does he address them? Yetan graman adishtasva. May you be in charge of these few villages or few cities, whatever. They will come under your jurisdiction. And he calls another one and says, Etan graman adhitishtasva. It is repeated to indicate several ministers and several areas. Iti. Iti means up to this is the quotation marks. Up to this in quotes. Evam eva, up to this is the example. And like the king and the ministers, eshaha pranaha, this prana, the king, what does this prana do? Itaran pranan, all the other pranaha, that means what? Apana, vyana, udana, samana, all of them, prithak prithak eva, distinctively, they are given various functionalities, duties, positions, physiological functions. Sannidatte, he appoints all of them. So naturally, the next question will be what? What are the areas occupied by different prana shaktis? And that is also described here. These are all actually very unique topics and not found in other Upanishads. We saw that is why Shankaracharya has chosen these 10 Upanishads, because each Upanishad has got some unique information not available in others. Therefore, by the time we cover all the 10 Upanishads, which I plan to, hopefully, we will get all important topics of Vedanta. So these are all the prana topic. So what are the various areas the prana allotted them? We will see in the next shloka. Mantra 5. Payupaste panam chakshushrotre mukhanasikabhyam pranaha swayam pratishtate madhyetu samanaha yesha hetat dutamannam samamnayati tasmadetaha saptarchisho bhavanti. So in this mantra, three prana shaktis are mentioned. Apanam, the apana prana, which is the remover of the solid and liquid waste from the body, the evacuating power. So apanam, payu, upaste, in the lower areas of Payu and Upastha. Payu is the excretory organ and Upastha is the genitals. So, Payu Upasthe, in that particular area, Tishtati. The Apana Prana, Tishtati, that we have to supply. It remains in that area and it does the job. Anytime it strikes, for example, that means the impurities will get accumulated in the body and all kinds of diseases, toxemia, all those things will happen. Therefore, apana is a very, very important physiological function. Payu paste apana. And what about prana? Just as the prime minister himself takes certain portfolios, prana also takes certain departments. What are those? The inhalation and exhalation. Especially the exhalation prana. Therefore, mukha nasikabhyam bahihi antargata. Going in and out through the mouth and the nostril. Pranaha swayam pratishtite. Swayam, ruler himself, the prana himself. Occupying which area? Chakshuhu shrotre. The area of the face consisting of eyes and ears. So, in that area, prana occupies and then it goes in and out through mouth and the nostrils. So, chakshu shrotrayoho stitva mukha nasikabhyam bahir gachan pranaha swayam pratishtite. It settles there. With this, the second one is also over. So, apana is over, prana is over. And what is the third one? Samana prana, digestive system. And where does it occupy? Madhya Pradeshe. For example, in India, Madhya Pradesh is supposed to be a very, very big state. Madhya, in the middle of the body, where the food is dropped. Samana prana, the digestive system that stays there. And then alone, the samana prana, it has to cook the food the second time. Remember the Bhagavad Gita shloka, Aham vaishvanaro bhutvam praninam dehamashritaha pranapana samayuktaha pachamyannam chaturvidam. We require twofold cooking. The first cooking is external cooking, which is primarily for catering to the tongue. But body cannot absorb all idlis and masala dosas. So therefore, a second cooking is required in which all the nutrients are properly segregated. Carbohydrates, proteins, salts, vitamins, all of them. Very important factory. And that is in the Madhya Pradeshaha. Therefore, Madhya tu Samanaha. So, through that alone, energy is created. Food is the fuel. Only by digestion of the food, energy is generated. And only when the prana shakti, the energy is generated, all organs will function properly. And that is what is said here. Yeshaha. Yeshaha means samana pranaha, yetat hutam annam. Whatever food is offered into the stomach. And here, the Upanishad uses the word hutam. Instead of saying eaten food or dropped food, dumped food into the stomach, it does not use any of those words. The food is given as an oblation. Hu means what? Homa. And by using the word, the Upanishad conveys eating must be converted into an yajna. It is called pranagnihotram. Once we treat it as yajna, we will only offer it whatever is proper. In an agni or in a temple, we cannot dump anything in front of the Lord. We carefully prepare naivedyam and then offer. Similarly, it should be proper food, should be offered in a proper way, with a proper attitude. It is like a type of puja. It is not simple eating. It's a type of puja. So, to indicate all these things, a very significant verb is used, hutam. And now if you see, look at the whole sloka, where is the word hutam? That is not obviously found. We have to split it properly. Yesha is one word. Iha is another word. Yetat is another word. And hutam is another word. Yesha, iha, yetat, hutam. That becomes yetat plus hutam becomes yetat dutam. That is the sandhi rules in Sanskrit. And this is offered as oblation, food. That is why they cooked the food every day. And they never store the food. Because we have to offer naivedyam to the Lord. We have to offer food to Bhagavan installed at home during all, for example, when you do Graha Pravesha. They offer the food, do a naivedyam offer to the Lord. Therefore, they made it, you know, double benefit in this process. How? We cook for Bhagavan, offer to the Lord and take it as the prasada, the food from the Bhagavan. So our health also will be good because this is coming from the Lord Himself, installed at home during the Graha Pravesha. And therefore, they made it as a double benefit. So we cook for Bhagavan and eat it. So this is the every day. So what, now what happens these days? All those things are all gone. So for Bhagavan, they have maybe some dry fruits. They give some two dry fruits, something every day, couple of days. Some people are placed, at least they do. Others, they don't even do that. And what we do? We eat 3-day-old chapatis kept in a refrigerator. So, yeshaha yetat hutam annam samam nayati. Samam nayati means it apportions. It splits into nutrients. And the distribution is not done by samana. For that, the distribution department is separate. Vyana. It is a distributor. It maintains all the blood vessels, capillaries. And through that, the nutrients are supplied to every tip of the body, even into the hair and nail. So, after samanam nayati, tasmat, because of the generated fuel alone, etaha sapta archishaha. So, this is also highly poetic and very figurative language. We will give you the final meaning first, and then the exact meaning we will give later. The final meaning is, all the sense organs will be right and functioning only if energy is there. If, for example, if you have fasted for a full day, 2 days, whatever, then we cannot even read properly. We cannot hear properly because the organs require energy. And here the Upanishad compares all sense organs into Agni because they have to illumine the world. And all these Agnis, they will all flare forth. They will all become bright illuminators only when the fuel is added. So, sapta achishaha, the 7 organs in the face. So, this is a Upanishadic expression, as I told you, figurative. We have seen this also in the Mundaka Upanishad. Well, beautiful sloka we saw. Sapta prana brapavanditasmate, sapta archishas samida sapta homaha, sapta ime loka yeshu charanti, prana guhashaya nihita sapta sapta. It's a beautiful sloka we saw in Mundaka Upanishad. 7 flames. What are those 7 flames? 2 eyes, because they illumine forms and colors. Then 2 ears, because they illumine sound. 2 nostrils, because they illumine smell, gandha. And 1 mouth, which illumines 2 things. What that mouth does? Tongue can do the function of tasting and also of touch, because the skin is all over the body to feel the touch. That skin is there in the mouth also. Therefore, when you are tasting the food, it is the taste buds that is functioning. But when we feel the heat and cold, hot food, cold food in the tongue, that is felt by what indriyam? Skin part or taste part? Therefore, heat and cold, soft, hard, all those things are felt through the skin part. Thus, the mouth has got Tvak Indriyam and Rasanendriyam cha. Therefore, ear 2, eyes 2, nostrils 2, mouth 1. Thank God, only one mouth. Otherwise, we will be continuously eating and talking only. Therefore, 3 multiplied by 2 is 6 plus 1 mouth, 7. So, all these apertures, they represent 5 sense organs. They are flaming forth, capable of grasping the stimuli from the world because of energy brought from food only, because of samana prana. So, yetaha sapta archishaha. Archis means flame. Bhavanti. They flame forth, flare forth. So, with this, the 3 pranas are over. Now, we enter into the next prana called the vyana prana, which pervades throughout the body. It is supposed to travel through the nadis. I just used this word nadi sometime earlier in the context of Sushumna nadi. So the nadis of the body, just as blood travels through the capillaries and all that. What exactly is the nadi? Shastra talks about nadi, but we do not know whether they are blood vessels or nerves or limb vessels. We don't know. Lymph fluids, they are also there. So different people are suggesting different things. So the best translation for nadi, for our context, is nadi itself. So we will use the word nadi itself. And the Upanishad says, nadinam, they are all over the body. Like, for example, a good infrastructure in a country should have roads extending to a remote village also. Similarly, Bhagavan created nadis to every nook and corner to connect all of them. And how many nadis are there? And then the Upanishad will say, through all the nadinam, the Vyana Prana travels. So we will get nadi in the next mantra. How many of them and all that? Mantra 6. Kridihyesha Atma Atraitat Ekashatam Nadinam Tasam Shatam Shatam Ekaikasyaha Dvasaptadir Dvasaptatir Pratishaka Nadi Sahasrani Bhavanti Asu Vyanascharati. Very tricky calculation. So the main topic is, where does Vyana move? Because what is the question? How does prana stay in the body? That was the question. The answer is, it divides into 5 and each one occupies each area. We have already seen three of them. Fourth one is Vyana. He says Vyana occupies all over the body, traveling through the nadis continuously. And what are these nadis? That is the detail that is given here. The nadis have their hub, the central part, in the hridaya, in the heart. That is the hub. That is the central nodal point. Therefore, it is not the nervous system. Nervous system comes from where? Nervous system comes from the brain. Here we are talking about something else, shooting from the hridayam, which is the hub. And hridayam is not only important as the origination of nadis, hridayam, the heart, is important as the place of Atma also. That is aside information, just we want to only remember that. There is heart where the Atma is manifest. And why do we say so? According to Veda, mind's location is hridayam, not brain. Brain is only the office. We have mentioned this earlier. But the residence of the mind is not the brain. The residence is called golakam. That is the hridayam. And which hridayam? The pumping heart only. The heart, that is the heart muscles, the one that pumps the blood, that hridayam only. That hridayam is the residence. During deep sleep state, mind will go back to the heart only. And during waking state, the mind will come out and spread all over the body. That is why during deep sleep, if somebody touches our body, we don't feel, because the mind has been mostly withdrawn. And where does it go? To the heart. These are according to shastras. Don't ask me about anatomy and all. Therefore, heart is the place where the mind is. In the mind, Atma is manifest as the Sakshi Chaitanyam, as the witness consciousness, witnessing all our knowledge, thoughts, emotions, worries, everything. Therefore, in Hridayam, there is mind. In the mind, there is a witness. And that witness consciousness is Atma. Therefore, Hridi Hyesha Atma. Hridi means in the Hridayam, in the heart. So, Hridayam is the place where Atma is manifest, which is an aside information, but in this context, I just wanted to mention. And our topic is what? This Hridayam is the central part for all the nadis also. And how do the nadis originate? Atra yetat yeka shatam nadinam. From the heart, 101 nadis emerge. Yeka shatam. 101 nadis emerge. They are the primary nadis. They are the main pipelines. Like the water pipeline originating from the water tank. They'll be all thick, big pipes. And when they branch into every street, it will become thinner. For every house, it will be even thinner. Big one, medium one, small one, and all that. So first one is big. There are 101 big nadis originating from the heart. And then comes the medium nadis from the 101 primary nadis, big ones. So atra yetat ekashatam. Then tasam shatam shatam ekaikasyaha. Each one of the 101 nadis, they will have another 100 nadis dividing from them. So ekaikam, each of the 101 will be subdivided into 100 each. Therefore, how many will be there? 101 multiplied by 100 will be 10,100 nadis. These are all medium nadis. And after then what happened? Tasam shatam shatam ekaikasyam. Then comes still smaller one. Dvasaptatir dvasaptatihi pratishaka nadi sahasrani. from each one of the medium nadis, 72,000 nadis, they come. Dvasaptati, 72,000. Not that these are all important for our, just for the information. We don't require all these, but whatever is there in the sloka, we are just studying. So 10,100 medium nadis multiplied by 72,000, which will be 72 crores, 72 lakhs. A very big number of nadis. Therefore, what are the total number of nadis now? And all these, now if you put them together, so 101 big nadis, 10,100 medium nadis, 72 crores, 72 lakhs small nadis. So total is 72 lakh crores, 72 lakhs plus 10,100 medium plus 101 big nadis. All these put together, 72 crores, 72 lakhs, 10,201 nadis. This is the total number of big, medium and small nadis crisscrossing all over the body. And according to Veda, during dream, the mind travels through these nadis. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad talks about all these details. Anyway, let us just only note that so many nadis are there. That is adequate for our discussion at present. So what? Asu vyanaha charadi. Vyana prana moves through all these 72 crores, 72 lakhs, 10,201 nadis. So this is the distributing system. Look at the distributing system within the body. So with this, the fourth prana, that position also is already clear. Now what is the left out now, prana only now? Udana prana. Mantra 7. Ataika yordva udanaha punyena punyam lokam nayati papena papam ubhabhyam eva manushya lokam. So atha udanaha urdva. Urdvaha. So udana is the fifth prana that pervades the entire body. That's okay. But it always got urdvaha. It has got always an upward thrust with the pulling power. Why? At the time of death, urdva prana alone has to drag out the entire sukshma shariram, the entire karana shariram, all our punya, papa, the entire vasana, the bunch. From the physical body, it is supposed to take all of them out. Therefore, it is invested with the pulling power, which is not operational now. Thank God it is not. If it becomes operational now, means what? We are all in trouble. What does it do? When the time has come, it begins to work. And its job is what? It will start pulling all the indriya shaktis, jnanendriya shakti, karmendriya shakti, all of them. Visibility, audibility, everything will come down. Every faculty comes down because urdhva prana is dragging all the powers, powers and resources which are there in the sukshma shariram. And it joins into the mukhya pranaha, the leader, the prime minister, the prana. And then it brings the entire sukshma shariram to the hridayam, to the heart. And from the hridayam, there is a special exit nadi for the upasakas that is called sushumna nadi. There are other nadis also for all other people. We have seen Sushumna Nadi before also. That Sushumna Nadi, starting from the Hridayam, it goes from the middle of the throat, through the middle of the throat, through the skull, and opens on the top of the head. That is called the Brahma Randram, at the top of the head. So there the Sushumna Nadi opens up. And the Udana Prana's job is what? Carry the whole thing through that thing. That is said here, Atha Urdvaha Udanam Bhavati. And this Udana Prana that we have to supply at the time of death. Udana will bring all the faculties of the individual and join with the total prana. And what does the prana do? Punyena Punyam Lokam Nayati. In the Sanchita Karma, plenty of Punyam is also there, plenty of Papam also is there. What determines next Janma is what? Which part gets ready? If it is punya pradhana prarabdham, then the prana will carry the sushumna, the sukshma shariram, to a noble loka, noble body, noble parentage, noble environment. Everything will be fine. But if the next bunch is papam, then one has a tough time. Therefore, papena papam nayati. Papam means lower lokas. Atala, vitala, sutala, rasatala, mahatala, talatala, patala. So all those seven lower lokas, down below. And there are six upper lokas also. Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janoloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka. So we have seen all this earlier. So Punya Pradhanena, so six upper lokas. Papa Pradhanena, seven lower lokas, they'll go. But when it is 50-50, you both are mixed, Punyam and Papam, then what loka they will go? Manushya loka. We are all what? Neither Punyam predominant nor Papam predominant. We are almost equal, Punya Papa mixture. That is why we go through both ups and downs in life. Therefore, papena papam nayati. Then ubhabhyam eva, when punya papani are almost equal, manushya lokam nayati. So this is the story of pudana prana. So all these are for whom? For a jnani or an ajnani? We have to be very careful. Vichu loka, for jnani naha, since self-knowledge is there, he merges into Brahman here itself. No travel for him. But for ajnanis, all those things are all for the ajnanis. So with this, the third question also is answered. And the answer is, the fourth question is, kena utkramate. How they all go? Through the nadis, it goes out. That will be further extended actually in mantra number 10. But after mantra 7, we have to connect it with mantra 10. But we will deal with that thing later. So we will now go through with the 8th mantra. So the Upanishad is answering now the final two questions here. How does prana sustain the external and internal world? Let us read mantra number 8. Adityo havai bahya pranaha udayat yesha henam chakshusham pranam anugrinnanaha prithivyam ya devata saisha purushasya apanam avashtabhyam antarayata akashaha sasamanaha vayurvyanaha. So the prana at the cosmic level, it expresses in the form of five natural forces. And through that, it sustains the entire creation. And those five natural principles are what? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Aditya and Prithivi. Not only the prana sustains the bahya prapancha, the external world, it sustains the internal faculties also. How? That is explained. Adityo havai bahya pranaha udayati. One natural principle sustaining the cosmic universe is Adityaha, Surya Bhagavan. We already told this entire Prashna Upanishad glorifies Surya Bhagavan. So even according to modern science, all the planets are held together by the central sun alone. The solar system. Without the sun, the planets will collapse, yet cannot survive. Therefore, this Adityaha, Bahya Pranaha, is seen as the external expression of Prana Shakti. That is why all the pranic healers, they take Prana Shakti from Surya Bhagavan only. If we are weak in Prana Shakti, our life energy, what they tell us? We are asked to get energy from the sun, morning Surya Namaskara. That is supposed to be very good for prana nourishment. Therefore, bahya pranaha aditya rupena udayati. Daily it rises in the form of sun. This we saw in the first chapter also, of Prashna Upanishad. And remaining as the external prana, what does it do? Chakshusham pranam anugrinnan. It blesses the internal prana shakti, also especially the prana in the eye. Chakshusham pranam, the eyes, it blesses. That is why Surya Bhagavan is the presiding deity for the eyes, for the sight. In the Pancha Pranas, Prana Shakti is supposed to be in the eyes, in the Chakshuhu and Shrotra. That alone the respiratory system is there. That is, Surya Bhagavan sustains them. Therefore, Chakshusham Pranam Anugrinnanaha. Then what is the next external sustaining prana? Prithivyam Ya Devata. The next one is the Prithivi Devata, sustaining the external universe. So in the Prithivi, that Devata, Hiranyagarbha, which is there, sustains not only the external world, but the Prithivi Devata sustains our own Apana Prana also at the internal level, Apana Prana. Sa yesha purushasya apanam avashtabhya anugrinnati. We have to add the verb and put a full stop there. So Shankaracharya, he says, because of that alone, we are down on earth. Otherwise, what would have happened?
The Udana Prana has already got an upward thrust, so we will be all like space travelers floating around in space. We are all down on earth because of Prithivi Devata's gravitational pull, which holds us down through Apana Prana. The gravitational force holds us down. So this is the second aspect of this. So it sustains the external and the internal. Saha Samanaha. The intermediary stage, which is between the earth and the heaven, that not only sustains the external world, providing the accommodation and all, that alone sustains our internal prana also, the samana. So in this mantra, saha samanaha is there. We have to write samanam anugrinnati, that also we have to write. So the external space blesses the internal samana prana. So the whole prana takes care of both the external world and internal world. And why is space connected with samana prana space? Because space is outside. Inside our stomach also there is a lot of space. And therefore, yet akashaha sa samana pranam anugrannati. So with this the third one also is over. Now what is the fourth one? The vayuhu vyanaha. So the vyana vayu tattvam, which is the fourth aspect of prana shakti at the macro level. So aditya, prithivi, akasha, vayuhu. And vayu is the fourth tattvam, which is the external expression of prana. And vayu sustains the external world by providing us what? Oxygen. Otherwise, we will all be out. Therefore, not only vayu remains, sustains the external world of all living beings, vayu sustains the vyana prana within also. That is why it is said vayuhu vyanaha. We have to add vyanam anugrinnati, it blesses. External vayu blesses the internal vyana prana, the circulatory system. So we saw four outer and inner factors. Only one more is left out, and that comes in the next mantra. We will read. Tejo hava udanaha tasmat upashanta tejaha punarbhavam indriyai manasi sampadyamanaihi. So the fifth and the final expression of macro prana, the Hiranyagarbha tattvam, is tejaha or agnihi. And as the agni tattvam or the heat principle, it sustains the entire external universe. Not only that, it sustains the internal udana prana also. Udana is associated with warmth of life. Therefore, how should we read now udana? Udanam grinnati. And how do we know that udana prana gives us the warmth of life? Upanishad says, when a person dies, when the udana is slowly withdrawing from the body, not only it takes all other faculties, it withdraws the warmth of life also. And the body becomes what? It's a dead body, doesn't have the warmth of life. It means it has gone cold. The coldness indicates agni tattvam represented by udana prana. That is said here, tasmate. The warmth gradually withdraws. So that's what it says along with the warmth. So the udana gives the warmth of life. At the time of death, warmth gradually withdraws. So what it says now? Punarbhavam prapnoti. So along the jiva himself withdraws from the body, and that jiva attains another body, punarbhavaha, nutana shariram, the person gets. So this body goes cold, and because it is unfit for life, and the jiva along with the prana travels and takes another body. And in the other body also we need sense organs. So the jiva carries them from this body itself to the other body. There are subtle bodies. We have seen all that. And therefore, indriyaihi gachati, prapnoti. We have to supply the verb. So, upashanta tejaha jiva punarbhavam prapnoti. It takes another body also. And how does it travel? Along with the sense organs. When we say sense organs, we should remember tattva bodha again, sense organs. We have got two portions. One is the visible part of the sense organs belonging to the gross body, is the sthula shariram. We call it golakam. The eyeball that comes under golakam. The ear lobes comes under golakam. And there is another part, the invisible part of the sense organ, which is called indriyam, and it belongs to sukshma shariram. For example, the power of sight, the eyeball is golakam, the power of sight is sukshmam, indriyam. So jiva takes the sukshma shariram, invisible indriyam, part of the sense organs. And once the invisible part goes away, in the dead body, golakam will be there, but there will be no perception. The eyes will be there in the dead body, ear lobes will be there in the dead body, but they will have no perception. All the relatives may try to shake the body up and try to give him artificial life. No response, because golakam is there, indriyam has left the body. Therefore, indriyaihi, along with indriyam part, and how does the indriyam travel? Manasi sampadhyamanaihi. The sense organs will not loosely remain at the time of departure. They are merged into the mind, manasi. And therefore, a jiva which travels after death cannot operate the sense organs, because it requires what? To operate the sense organs, we need golakam, the physical body. Therefore, only a person, when a new physical body comes, sense organs then can be operational. The sense organs which went along with the udana prana, it can go to another physical body. So until then, the jiva may travel all over, but no question of any experience. After death, the next experience can start only after another physical body is gone, either in bhuloka or in some other loka. How long it will take to get the next body? We have no way of knowing that at all, because that is also determined by what? By karma. Since we cannot know what is the karma of the departed soul, it may be immediate or it can be later. We have no way of knowing. And also we cannot know whether the next body is a human body or is an octopus or a cockroach or a mosquito. We don't know. All this we won't know at all. We need not know also. Better we don't know, because we are not able to handle the known universe itself. And if you begin to get all this information, our intellect will become much more overwhelmed. Therefore, Bhagavan has created us in such a way that we can have only limited access to the universe. So, punarbhavam prapnoti, nutana shariram prapnoti, a person gets another new body. Next, janma. Mantra number 10. Yachittasthenaiva pranamayati pranastejasa yuktaha sahatmana yatasankalpitam lokam nayati. In fact, with the previous mantra, all the six questions, they have been answered. How prana sustains the external world in the form of akasha, vayu, agni, aditya, prithvi rupena. It sustains the eyes, and then the samana, vyana, etc., all of those. So it sustains the external world and the internal world. All these six questions have been answered. Okay. Now in this mantra, we get an extended answer for the fourth question. And what was the fourth question? How does the prana leave the body? For that, the answer was already given in mantra number 7. At that time I mentioned we have to connect mantra 7 and 10 when we read. But we, for the sake of continuity, we went through 8 and 9. So now we are coming to 10 and trying to connect it to number 7. So that through, with the help of the udana prana, through the appropriate nadi, the sukshma shariram goes out. That is the general answer. Okay. So some more details are given here regarding the process of death here. What is that? Now, the more details are actually given in the Chandogya Upanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Brahma Sutras, in all those places. But here we get at least some ideas. Now, what are the things given here? Yat chittaha tena yeshaha pranam ayati. As the time of death comes, our thoughts are no more determined by our free will. This we have told earlier. Our willpower becomes weaker and weaker as we grow old. In fact, we need not grow old. Even when we are young, our willpower is weak only. That is why most of our thoughts are not governed by our willpower, but all types of thoughts are moving around in the head. We are not able to stop them at all. Many types of worries about children, grandchildren, our own future, our property, all these thoughts are happening in the mind all the time. This we can call, the Swamiji calls them as happening thoughts. These thoughts just happen, not without any will. So happening thoughts are more than deliberate thoughts, what you really want to think. So when happening thoughts are more, it means what? Vasanas are stronger than our free will. But a spiritual seeker's aim is what? Will-based, deliberate thoughts must be more in proportion compared to all these vasana-based happening thoughts. Happening thought means what? That goes on without our permission, without our will. They are just happening. Even though rules are there, for example, we have to put on helmet. But many people don't wear helmet when they drive motorbikes. Mind never seems to bother about me at all. It entertains whatever thought it wants. If this is the story of our mind now, what to talk of the mind at the time of death? Willpower is much, much weaker. Therefore, vasanas take over. And in addition to vasana, that is whatever we have been valuing in our life more, we will be obsessed with all the time, that thing all the time. So that alone becomes powerful. And also, additional factor is what? The next prarabdha that is fructifying. Therefore, the current way of life and the fructifying prarabdha, they determine the powerful thought patterns at the time of death, which continues even if a person is in coma. We think in coma there is no thought, but there is. Only conscious thoughts are not there, because all the happening thoughts, they are happening. All this actually Lord Krishna has said in the 8th chapter, in the Bhagavad Gita, Anta Kalecha Udbhavam. So whatever a person thinks at the time of death, that will determine the next life. And what will be determine the final smaranam, the final, what is the thought? Lord Krishna said, Tasmatim Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara Yudhyasha. If you practice remembering the Lord right from now on, at the time of death also, that will happen. So we cannot control that by directing thought patterns now itself. So we have to do it. Because at that time, we cannot do, we can control it now. That is indicated by Yachittaha. Whatever be the sankalpa or thought patterns at the time of that, at the time of death, that is to be supplied. Maranakali, at the time of death. So with that thought going round and round, even without my will, that thought will be going, and the mind along with the sense organs will be absorbed into prana. Tena eshaha. Eshaha means the jiva. So prana mayati comes to prana tattvam, which is within one's own body. And initially one comes to what? The other four pranas. Prana, apana, vyana and samana. So having come to these four pranas, along with them, the jiva gets absorbed into udana prana. Udana takes over now at the time of death, because one has got the key for exit gate. I told you at the time of death, everything in the reversal mode, nothing gets absorbed into the system. And therefore pranaha, the other four pranas, tejasa yuktaha bhavati. Here tejas, that represents the udana prana, which represents the warmth of life, udana prana. Therefore, jnanendriyam, karmendriyam, manaha, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, then prana, apana, vyana, samana, all of them, bundled together, they will all go to where? To Mr. Udana prana. And we should remember, in that mind, the powerful sankalpa is there, which will determine the type of sariram. Yam yam vapi smaram bhavam, tyajatyante kalevaram, tam tamevaiti kaunteyam, sada tadbhava bhavitaha. So again, 8th chapter. Thinking whatever thing a person, when a person dies, that determined by the current life and next to prarabdha, he will leave the body. And what is the well-known story in Bhagavatam? The story of Jadaparatha. Jadaparatha upakhyanam. He was tending a deer and liked it so much, thought about the deer only and died, so became. So, sa atman, that udana prana, along with jivatma, jivatma here, that chidabhasa, the reflected consciousness, yaham sankalpitam lokam nayati. It leads the jivatma to a world with which I have been obsessed with all the time. So what we desire also one has to monitor. Because we become only that. Therefore, even if we desire, let it be a healthy desire. Lokam nayati. So this should be read along with the seventh mantra that talks about punarjanma. Mantra number 11. Ya evam vidvan pranam veda na hasya prajahiyate amrito bhavati tadeva shlokaha. So now the Upanishad comes to the instruction part. All the time now it was doing the teaching part. Now it is coming to the instruction part. From the teaching, we have understood prana is the most powerful principle in creation. That we have understood in this entire teaching. So both at the Vashti level, individual level, as well as a Samashti total level. Therefore, prana or Hiranyagarbha is Ishvara himself. Being Samashti, the total, and therefore by practicing prana or Hiranyagarbha Upasana, a person can get extraordinary benefit. So, since prana upasana is great, prana upasana phalam, that also should be great. And we can practice upasana. Upasana is meditation. With two types of motives. We have mentioned all these so many times earlier. One is called the sakama upasana for worldly desires. And another is nishkama upasana. That is not, it doesn't mean no desire, but spiritual desire. Nishkama upasana means spiritual desire. Then why we call it nishkama? Because without worldly desire. It is nishkama with respect to worldly desire. And of these, sakama upasana is mentioned here in this shloka and not nishkama upasana. That we have to supply. And why nishkama upasana is not mentioned? We have to understand that also. Because the palam for nishkama upasana is always uniform. Veda need not waste time saying that explicitly now. What is the palam for nishkama upasana? For all nishkama karma and for all nishkarma upasanas, the uniform palam is what? Spiritual growth, attaining a good guru, all that. So guru prapti. So getting a good guru, getting opportunity for doing sravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, getting jnanam and getting nishta. These are all the benefits of nishkama karma. So all these are all the spiritual benefits, uniform for all the nishkama karmas, all the nishkarma upasanas. Therefore it is not mentioned here explicitly. Whereas for sakama karma and sakama upasana, the palam has to be mentioned because it will vary based on the karma and or the upasana. So what for example, when a person does a putra kameshti yajna, the result should not be swargam for him because he wants putra. So depending on the type of karma, it will vary. For sakama karma, Hiranyagarbha upasana, what is the palam? Ye evam vidvan pranam veda. Veda means upasate. One benefit is ihaloka palam, which, for example, the parents always they desire. What they desire actually, all the parents? Na hasyam praja hiyate. All my children will have a long, healthy life. The children will not permanently stay there, no, but at least during their lifetime, they will not have to see their own children's death. Nahiyate. They won't die during their own lifetime. Then the upasaka is mrito bhavati. He will, after death, he will attain the Hiranyagarbha loka, which is relative immortality, because we already said in Hiranyagarbha loka, Hiranyagarbha will have a very, very long life, satya loka. Not only that, after going to Hiranyagarbha loka, he can get krama mukti also if he wants. Because in Krama Mukti, in that loka, it is very, very congenial for all that. Because Brahmaji himself, Chaturmukha Brahma, he himself can be the guru. So this is the palam after death. Before death, he will see children well off. After death, he will merge into Hiranyagarbha. Tadesha shlokaha. Regarding this, there is a Rik mantra, there is a shloka quotation that is also given here. Shlokaha here means Rik mantra. The Rig Mantra. This actually, if you remember, this Upanishad belongs to what Veda? Belongs to the Atharvana Veda. So Atharvana Veda Upanishad, Prashna Upanishad, is quoting a mantra from the Rig Veda. What is that mantra now? Mantra number 12, the last mantra of this chapter. Utpattimayatim sthanam vibhutvanchaiva panchadha adhyatmanchaiva pranasyam vijnaya amritam ashnutem
విజ్ఞాయామృతమశ్నుత ఇతి ఇతి తృతీయ ప్రశ్న. ద థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ ఇస్ కన్క్లూడెడ్ విత్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ శ్లోక దట్ వీ విల్ సీ. సో ప్రాణస్య విజ్ఞానం ఇన్ ద సెకండ్ లైన్, ప్రాణస్య విజ్ఞానం. సపోజ్ ఎ పర్సన్ స్టడీస్ అబౌట్ ప్రాణ, ఆల్ ది ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ ఇఫ్ ఎ పర్సన్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్సో మెడిటేట్స్ అపాన్ ది హిరణ్య గర్భతత్వం యాజ్ మెన్షన్డ్ హియర్. అండ్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ? హీ షుడ్ స్టడీ ఉత్పత్తిం. ఉత్పత్తి మీన్స్ ది ఆరిజినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ. అండ్ ఆయతిం, ది అరైవల్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రాణ ఇన్ టు ద బాడీ. అండ్ స్థానం, ప్రసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రాణ ఇన్ ద బాడీ ఫర్ అ లెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ అ కన్సిస్టెంట్ మేనర్ విత్ ఫ్రమ్ అ గురు ఇఫ్ అ పర్సన్ స్టడీస్ ఆల్ దాట్. దట్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ ద త్రీ? బర్త్, ఎంట్రీ అండ్ కంటిన్యూషన్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ. సో పంచద విభుత్వం, ది డివిషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాణ ఇన్ టు ద ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ ఫ్యాకల్టీస్, ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ సెపరేషన్ ఆర్ డివిషన్, ప్రాణ అపాన వ్యాన ఉదాన సమాన అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్. సో ఫైవ్ ఫోల్డ్ మీన్స్ ఆల్ దాట్. అండ్ అధ్యాత్మం చైవ, ద ప్రాణ సస్టైనింగ్ ది ఇన్నర్ వరల్డ్ అధ్యాత్మం. దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై ద ఔటర్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్సో. హౌ ద ప్రాణ సస్టైన్స్ ద ఔటర్ వరల్డ్ ఆల్సో, దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ జస్ట్ ఎర్లియర్. ఇది విజ్ఞాయ. So if a person having learnt about the glories of prana and not, this knowledge also is not enough. As we said, if for example yogasana, I know all the benefits of yogasanas very well. What benefit? I will have no benefit at all practically. We have to do the asanas. Similarly, vijnaya, knowing and meditating, amritam ashnute, the upasaka will get relative immortality by merging into ది హిరణ్య గర్భ తత్వం. వెన్? ఆఫ్టర్ మరణం. దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ జీవన్ ముక్తి, వీఆర్ నాట్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ జీవన్ ముక్తి హియర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆఫ్టర్ మరణం హీ విల్ మెర్జ్ ఇన్ టు హిరణ్య గర్భతత్వం. అండ్ ఇస్ ఇట్ డెఫినెట్ ఆర్ డౌట్ఫుల్? ఇస్ దర్ ఎనీ క్వశ్చన్ అబౌట్ ఇట్? ద ఉపనిషత్ రిపీట్స్ టు సేమ్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డెఫినెట్. విజ్ఞాయ అమృతం అశ్నుతే, డెఫినెట్లీ ద ఉపాసక విల్ గెట్ అమృతత్వం. అమృత మీన్స్ in relative immortality, because he is, has to go through Krama Mukti and all that. We have seen those details earlier in some other context. Therefore, what is the message of this chapter now? Prana Upasana is a great meditation which can give worldly benefits also, which can also give spiritual benefits also. With this, the third chapter is also concluded. Now, we will enter into the fourth chapter in the next webinar. యో వేదాదౌ స్వర ప్రోక్తో వేదాంతే చ ప్రతిష్ఠితః తస్య ప్రకృతిలీనస్య పరస్సమహేశ్వరః. శ్రీకృష్ణార్పణమస్తు.